Election 2011 coverage on Manx Radio.
Welcome to election coverage, now reaching the end of 5 years as a politician and going once again for the seat of Maloo and Santon is Graham Crugeen, who joins us in the studio. Good morning, Mr. Crugeen.
Good morning, John.
Married, two children, worked for the post office before winning the seat 5 years ago. He promised then to be a full-time MHK and not fit business commitments or directorships around government responsibilities. You've certainly gained experience in government. You've been in all sorts of departments, so no problem for you to be part of the current administration, I presume, is it?
Well, when you're working in departments, you try and achieve some of the goals that you've put forward, and it's also questioning other government departments, and it gives you an insight on how things work, and then it gives you the opportunity to be able to question departments on what they've done.
Because you started off in agriculture, where you had a responsibility for fisheries. I mean, that was the private fishing, inland fishing, etc., etc.
It wasn't. We brought in the extended closed area of Port Erin and all sorts of things.
Tourism and infrastructure. Let's go back to tourism, because you left tourism under a bit of a cloud, yourself and Mr. Turner. Why exactly did you quit that department?
Well, the issue came about was that they were trying to appoint somebody to a position in the TTF MAG group, which, without advertising it, and I'd brought it up in the department with Mr. Turner and some of the officers, and we were all told, oh, it's got nothing to do with the department, and nobody seemed to know anything about it, and there was a political meeting held in the Tynwald buildings where we questioned the Home Affairs Minister at the time about this appointment. And
so you were unhappy with the appointment, basically?
It was, and it wasn't the person, it was a way that they were going about it. They hadn't advertised it, it was like a retired officer.
So was that a reason to quit that responsibility?
Oh, I didn't quit, I was fighting my corner. The minister didn't like me fighting.
So you were fired?
I was.
You were fired. Right, well, that was in tourism. At the beginning of your time, I think, in tourism, you were in on the bus network review.
Yes, and it's been real disappointing, because what we started off in the bus network was to actually have consultation. And I think if you talk to Travel Watch and a lot of the people involved, during my time there, we consulted with people about the way forward. And then after I left, it seems to have all fallen apart.
You must have been quite glad to sidestep it, though, because it was a thorny issue. It's proved a thorny issue for Brenda Cannell, etc. So you must have been quite glad you were able to put it behind you.
No, because I think we were actually getting somewhere. What I feel is that we'd started that initial consultation with the people, asking people what they wanted, and then they've drawn up a timetable and not done any further consultation. I think if they would have done more consultation, asked the people if these services fitted what they wanted, and then came out with a more definitive one, it would have worked.
On IRIS, the IRIS scheme, you described it 5 years ago as a disgrace, many areas smelling like open sewers. Is it any better now?
It is, and I've worked with the Department of Transport at the time, Peter Wynne-Stanley and David Quirk.
Because you're infrastructure now, aren't you?
I am now.
So you're in a position to do something about this?
Well, it's been sorted for the last 2 years, and you know, my constituents in the area have said that there's been very little smell from it, and they've actually started to achieve what they should have done. But it's keeping the pressure on them.
So you
to make
brought
sure
the sweet smell of success with you?
Yeah. Well, well, one is to make sure that you keep the pressure on them to make sure it doesn't. And as soon as anybody smells something down there, I've always said to them, phone me up, and I can have a 24-hour contact within that department to chase them up to sort it out.
You weren't very keen on the airport extension 5 years ago. You said it should be looked at very carefully. Are you happier with it now?
It makes you wonder when you see the figures that they were saying that we were going to come through to the Isle of Man, a million people.
It was on a cost basis you weren't happy.
It was cost basis. It was also that the airlines hadn't been signed up to it. And that was one of the reasons that I was against it, was they hadn't got the airlines on board. They were given the consultants, I think at the time, 10%, which
so
they
you're
reduced.
Still unhappy about that?
It's a lot of money. I voted for it because the things that I asked for, they gave me. They gave me the assurance that the airline said that they required it, and they reduced the cost to the consultants.
They ticked some of your boxes. Efficient residency control, the present open-door policy you're unhappy with.
I think what we've got to do is tighten up on the work permit issue, because you know, people come to me and say, well, a person's come under a certain category to work in the Isle of Man. They change their job and another partner gets another job, and then there's all these other people that follow in on the initial work permit. And I'm not against
it. Should be tightened up.
It should be, and there should be more enforcement on it.
Accountable and open government. Well, you're part of the government now. Have you been accountable, Mr. Crugeen?
I think I have.
Approachable? Everyone can get in touch with you?
Oh, yes.
You've told everyone everything about your meetings?
I go out and tell people where I am. I go and drop newsletters off when there's anything. But part of the thing that I was on about...
You've been sworn to secrecy as part of the government?
No, you're not
sworn. Certain issues?
No, you're not sworn. On some issues, it's sensitive, which you don't really... You've got
so
to be
you
really
are sworn on certain issues?
On certain issues, you've got... Anybody who says that you're doing a business deal and they let you know what's happening, you have to be very careful that you don't let the opposition know what you're doing.
We'll have to close it there. Mr. Grigin, thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mandate, where it's 8 o'clock.